Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Welcome back, Adam. Our last one for the week. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well, thank you. A bit of a Friday feeling, which is always nice. How about you?
Excellent, thank you. You know, this is our first anniversary of the first case of COVID-19 that landed in South Africa.
Oh, gosh.
We were reflecting on the things that people stocked up on. It looks like a lot of people got long life milk. Very strange.
Do you remember that? There was the run on pasta.
Yes, the dry goods.
And tinned tomatoes, for some reason, particularly tinned tomatoes, over and above anything else in tins, which is quite odd when you think about, you know, when the meteor heads our way, are people just going to buy tinned tomatoes or are we going to actually get baked beans and sweet corn? There are other things available, frankfurters. <They are. laughs>
You know, the vegans and vegetarians are quite creative. They got lentils too. Not as light, I suppose, to kick off with in Myanmar, the protests continue.
No, and we've seen this footage of the crackdown on Wednesday, in particular, when 38 people were killed. I mean, what a day that was, 38 killed. But some of the video footage that's come out since has unleashed outrage. And indeed, there are calls from within Myanmar and from campaign groups, certainly, saying, where's the international response? I'm not quite sure what international response could take place. I'm not sure there could be any military action. I'm not sure that even sanctions would help terribly much. But at this stage, you do wonder. I mean, that military coup on the 1st of February, it's some time now. When we're pushing towards 5 weeks since it all happened. And given the protests are still continuing, and that in itself is extraordinary, the mood of resistance in Myanmar, where people are still out on the streets earlier today, yesterday, despite 38 people being shot dead. That takes some doing. Wow, there's a spirit there, all right, isn't there?
Rather. What action have we seen? So this is interesting. Italy blocking the export of AstraZeneca in the EU.
Yeah. Now, I think we mentioned this. This is essentially a spat at one stage between the EU and the UK over AstraZeneca supplies. And what they were saying was, why have you got them all? Why is Britain, for instance, already beyond 30% vaccination when most of Europe is round about 2 or 3%? And of course, one of the answers is, one of the answers is that the UK okayed the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine ahead of anyone else and began to roll it out ahead of anyone else, and also because some of it is made in Britain. What happened is that after a lot of carping by a number of EU nations, well, basically all 27, a load of vaccine was about to be shipped out from Italy, having come through from one of the production centres in the Netherlands, and going to Australia. And Italy said, why is this? I think it's 250,000 doses of vaccine in one big batch. Why is this being shipped out to Australia when we need it? The European Commission sided with Italy, and essentially they have blocked it being exported. So we have absolutely the thing that we touched on before. We have vaccine nationalism at play here.
Or
what happened to the, you know, if you've got a deal, if you've got some, you know, an agreement to supply, then surely that has to go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Interesting one. Adam, we'll have to leave it there for this week, but have a wonderful weekend. Such a pleasure always. And stay safe. And I cannot wait to catch up with you after the Oprah moment.
Hey, we might have a bit to say.
I know. Have a good one. À la prochaine.